That Distant Land by Wendell Berry. This audio recording was produced in 2009 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This production was recorded by arrangement with Counterpoint Press and was originally published in English as That Distant Land, copyright 2004 by Wendell Berry. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. That Distant Land by Wendell Berry. That Distant Land, The Collected Stories. I dedicate this book to the memory of Wallace Stegner. Oh, that I should ever forget. We stood by the wagon, saying goodbye, or trying to, and I seen it come over her how far they was a-goin', and she must look at us to remember us forever. And it come over her pap and me and the others. We stood and looked and knowed it was all the time we had. And from now on we must remember. We must look now forever. Then Will retched down to her from the seat, and she climbed up by the hub of the wheel and sat beside him. He spoke to the team. She had been Betsy Rowanberry 2 days, who was born Betsy Coulter, 21 May 1824. Will turned the mules, and they stepped into the road, passed under the oak, and soon was out of sight down the hill. The last I seen was her hand still raised, still waving after wagon and all was out.